been done a lot of things, but my most famous or favorite thing to do to make money or provide for my family is to make these treats for these patients here in Oklahoma. Ever since the law passed last year, it's been my pleasure to be able to help individuals with different cases like insomnia, you know, pain and things like that. So to be able to work in this field and do what I love as well as help people, you know, it's awesome.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear, because I know being a patient myself, tell me what led, from your perspective, from your journey to where you are right now. Mm-hmm. I know you said you like to help folks, but what, that's your passion behind King Sweets?
Yes, I've had trouble sleeping before, you know, so I know what that's like to, you know, have to wake up in the middle of the night and have trouble with falling back to sleep and knowing you have things to do, business to take care of the following day. So, you know, I was able to come up with recipes to help with that, and I, of course, shared it with people, and they liked it as well. You know, it tastes good as well as able to help you with different ailments that you may suffer with.
Okay. Well, quick question. How long have you been an activist for cannabis? Not just started with legalizing it today, but just how long have you been passionate about this?
I've been passionate about it since my early 20s. I'm, like I said, I'm 40 now, so a good 20 years or so. But as far as being able to produce products with the medicine inside of it, I've only been doing that for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay. What do you wish when starting King Sweets you knew now before you started it? Kind of make a smoother transition.
One thing that would have made it smoother was starting capital. I mean, I had a good foundation to begin with, but I probably needed double that amount that I started
with.
But other than that, it's just you having the passion for it every day, getting up and doing it, and you know, getting your face out there to the community, and you know, showing up at different shows and putting your product out there, and you know, getting your face known with the different dispensaries around town.
Okay, so you basically have a nice little network where everybody just lets you know and everybody can benefit. So you're able to reach a broader audience as well as consumers.
Yes, absolutely. The internet is a big, big driver in this industry, so you got to be very social media in tune. I actually need to work on mine a lot more. That's why I'm doing this podcast to begin with, so I can get my name out there and continue to push that social media platform, because it's necessary in this day and time.
And I agree with you, because I'm also doing the exact same thing. I'm old school, as they say, myself, so I'm having to learn technology a little bit more than what I did in order to be successful, in order to be able to carry it and even touch a broader and a wider audience. You got to be able to go on the internet.
Right, absolutely. You have to have an internet presence. It's vital to your business.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a message. Did you hear that?
It's vital. It should be the heartbeat of your business, actually, because it's that important.
Well, since we're on that same level, if a person is trying to start out, do you have any tips or joys, highs and lows that you can share with the consumers as well as, you know, anybody else who's trying to get started or even think about what they would possibly do if they're not even sure where to go?
Definitely, if that was the case, if they're not sure where to go, I would start with definitely with research and figure out exactly what you want to do. There's, because what I am, I'm a licensed and certified processor in the state of Oklahoma, so what that means really is that the possibilities are endless as far as what you're able to produce and provide to the community.
Okay.
It's just based on your knowledge of the product that you're working with.
Yes.
So so you can be minimally educated, or you can be, you know, fully educated, but it's to your benefit to be fully educated on whatever avenue you decide to pursue.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to explain that to each and every person that you meet in the industry and be able to have them feel comfortable with pushing your product as well as using your product.
Correct.
So
correct.
That's
okay.
What I would share with anybody that's trying to get in the industry.
Message. Please listen and hear that. Anything you want to share with consumers, friends, families, just to say, what's the next level for King Sweets?
The next level for me?
Honestly, yeah.
Will be like starting out getting all the dispensaries that are close to me or within my range, either from here to my home to, you know, and in between to have my product in the stores.
Okay.
And we have, you know, the confidence that I'm providing a good product to our clients or our patients, and that we're safe and we're following all the rules and standards that are set by the state of Oklahoma. So that's what I would want to put out there.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to Chocolate Honey Podcast. Hope to have another fellowship and kinship again, once again, with King Sweets.
Absolutely.
And thank you, everyone, for having a good time and tuning in, and hope to be back. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
I've been done a lot of things, but my most famous or favorite thing to do to make money or provide for my family is to make these treats for these patients here in Oklahoma. Ever since the law passed last year, it's been my pleasure to be able to help individuals with different cases like insomnia, you know, pain and things like that. So to be able to work in this field and do what I love as well as help people, you know, it's awesome.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear, because I know being a patient myself, tell me what led, from your perspective, from your journey to where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said you'd like to help folks, but what, that's your passion behind King Sweets?
Yes, I've had trouble sleeping before, you know, so I know what that's like to, you know, have to wake up in the middle of the night and have trouble with falling back to sleep and knowing you have things to do, business to take care of the following day. So, you know, I was able to come up with recipes to help with that, and I, of course, shared it with people, and they liked it as well. You know, it tastes good as well as able to help you with different ailments that you may suffer with.
Okay. Well, quick question. How long have you been an activist for cannabis? Not just started with legalizing it today, but just how long have you been passionate about this?
I've been passionate about it since my early 20s. I'm, like I said, I'm 40 now, so a good 20 years or so. But as far as being able to produce products with the medicine inside of it, I've only been doing that for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay. What do you wish when starting King Sweets you knew now, when before you started it? Kind of make a smoother transition.
One thing that would have made it smoother was starting capital. I mean, I had a good foundation to begin with, but I probably needed double that amount that I started
right.
with. But other than that, it's just you having the passion for it every day, getting up and doing it, and you know, getting your face out there to the community, and you know, showing up at different shows and putting
okay.
your product out there, and you know, getting your face known with the different dispensaries around town.
Okay, so you basically have a nice little network where everybody just lets you know and everybody can benefit. So you're able to reach a broader audience as well as consumers.
Yes, absolutely. The internet is a big big driver in this industry, so you got to be very social media in tune. I actually need to work on mine a lot more. That's why I'm doing this podcast to begin with, so I can get my name out there and continue to push that social media platform, because it's necessary in this day and time.
And I agree with you, because I'm also doing the exact same thing. I'm old school, as they say, myself, so I'm having to learn technology a little bit more than what I did in order to be successful, in order to be able to carry and even touch a broader and a wider audience. You got to be able to go on the internet.
Right, absolutely. You have to have an internet presence. It's vital to your business.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a message. Did you hear that?
It's vital. It should be the heartbeat of your business, actually, because it's that important.
Well, since we're on that same level, if a person is trying to start out, do you have any tips or joys, highs and lows that you can share with the consumers as well as, you know, anybody else who's trying to get started or even think about what they would possibly do if they're not even sure where to go?
Definitely, if that was the case, if they're not sure where to go, I would start with definitely with research and figure out exactly what you want to do. There's I'm a licensed and certified processor in the state of Oklahoma. So what that means really is that the possibilities are endless as far as what you're able to produce and provide right. to the community. Okay. It's just based on your knowledge of the products that you're working with.
Yes.
So so you can be minimally educated or you can be, you know, fully educated, but it's to your benefit to be fully educated on whatever avenue you decide to pursue.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to explain that to each and every person that you meet in the industry and be able to have them feel comfortable with pushing your product as well as using your product.
Correct.
So
correct.
That's
okay.
What I would share with anybody that's trying to get in the industry.
Message. Please listen and hear that. Anything you want to share with consumers, friends, families, just to say, what's the next level for King Sweets?
The next level for me?
Honestly, yeah.
Will be like starting out getting all the dispensaries that are close to me or within my range, either from here to my home to, you know, and in between to have my product in the stores.
Okay.
And we have, you know, the confidence that I'm providing a good product to our clients or our patients and mm-hmm. That we're safe and we're following all the rules and standards that are set by the state of Oklahoma. So that's what I would want to put out there.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to Chocolate Honey Podcast. Hope to have another fellowship and kinship again, once again, with King Sweets.
Absolutely.
And thank you, everyone, for having a good time and tuning in, and hope to be back. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.